Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW share number 146. And we're going to talk about connection and how to identify disconnecting behaviors and to avoid that. You know, when you're feeling disconnected in your relationship, the first step in order to reconnect is to ask yourself what's best for this relationship. And then the next step is to discover how you're contributing to the disconnection. To practice ownership by identifying your own disconnecting behaviors. And here's we're going to list a few of those things that could cause the disconnection and to work towards working against that so that you can maintain the connection. And again, it's a two-way street always. We always say that. We talk to the men in the same way like we talk to the women in this aspect. Each one needs to work on themselves. They could work together with it. With each other for it. So here are things that could create disconnection. Overworking could create a disconnection. You drift apart by the overworking. If that's Siyata D'Shmaya and Davant Hashem, if you feel you're forced to because of financial and other constraints or other matzavim, the criticizing or the interrupting or the nagging or with the withdrawing. Some people drink too much. Created this connection. They too judging, too irritable, too distracted, feeling resentful all the time, keeping unhealthy secrets, or being too rigid, or withholding your opinion, or being forceful about your opinion. Those are two opposite things. You take on too much responsibility or too little responsibility, overfunctioning, being a people pleaser, becoming undependable, being dishonest, or again, the silent treatment, what happens a lot of times, or being perfectionistic, either on yourself or on your spouse, shutting down, overspending, lecturing, becoming cynical, avoiding, feeling the depression. Again, some of these things are inherent that we just have to work on. It didn't come through any fault of our own. Sometimes it is certain midos that we do have to correct, and it is our responsibility to correct and work towards. And even things that were not our fault, you know, we have, for example, a certain downness to ourselves, or we have a certain anxiety. So we're not to be blamed or bash ourselves for having that. But we have to take the responsibility of working towards that to heal, in order to heal ourselves, to help heal the relationship. The use of sarcasm is a disconnecting behavior, very much so. That creates a tremendous rift. We talked about the devastating effects of sarcasm in other shiurim. Being rude, shaming, being impatient, uncaring, pushing, all of those things. Withholding sex, for a vindictive purpose. Expressing hostility, being aggressive, being suspicious all the time. Looking for problems, all of these things are disconnecting behaviors. And when we take ownership of those disconnecting behaviors, so what do we do? We replace them with healthier behaviors. What can I do instead of that? The effective way to reconnect is to take charge of our own actions. Yes, does your spouse, in this case your husband, have responsibilities? Of course they do. Of course they do. It's a two-way street always. But right now, and again, on the men, we talk on the men's side. So it works with the individual we're talking to, whether it's the man or the woman, whether it's the husband or the wife. The idea is you don't worry about what your spouse decides to do. You take the lead over here. It's in your best interest to improve your own actions. Whether your spouse decides to do the same or not, or he lags and catches on later, you'll feel better about yourself if you do the right thing. And that is a step to connection by you yourself taking the initiative of putting a stop to that disconnection. You're the one who is choosing to do so. And here's some suggestions how to do this. The first thing is the thought stopping, to really tell your thought to stop and challenge it. So for example, because we know thoughts affect feelings and behaviors, if your heart is full of negativity, there won't be any room for love. You know, pessimists are usually very correct sometimes, but optimists are happier and they live longer and they have more fun in the relationship and they have more joy in their relationship. So you have to really understand why you feel what you feel, and then you tell yourself, stop. Sometimes you speak to yourself that way, and you're able to. A lot of times you're able to. You can alleviate the situation by telling yourself, I'm stopping to think this way. This is not the way I'm supposed to be thinking. I have to replace it with healthier thoughts, with healthier emotions. It's a very, very important idea. It is true that physical intimacy, the sexual aspects, could play a vital role to reconnect people. There's not enough talked about or said about the importance of continuous, consistent, loving sexual relationship in a long-term relationship. It is not discussed about the importance of that in a long-term marriage. I know everyone seems to know it. If you tell them and confront, of course I know it's important. I myself have received some voice notes and other things saying, why do you talk about this too much? This is common sense, it's obvious. But unfortunately, from the others that I've heard from, even though it is common sense and obvious, it's neglected, and it creates a drifting apart. People go to the other extreme about new love and young love and infatuation and sparks flying. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about a married couple that goes through life and has their challenges and you know, the bumps in the road of just, you know, with raising kids and parnassa and all of these things, and public opinion because of this, and the way we believe that automatically marriage means it's a deterioration of their life together as a couple, a one-on-one couple, a deterioration of their sex life and their physical intimacy life. Because the truth is, it does wane and take a back seat when we are forced into those time-pressured aspects of work and domestic responsibilities and commuting and social commitments of going to weddings and late weddings, or even going to shiurim or a late night seder. But the bottom line is, yes, sometimes it's not a matter of that you don't want, it's just that you're too busy for sex. You're just simply too busy very often. But it's a gateway. People don't understand this, but it is a gateway for connectivity. So the idea is, it's very important to correct that, to be generous with your physical affection. Loving touch makes the partner, the way she writes it, a partner, spouse, husband, wife, makes them both feel good with each other. It breeds warm feelings. It activates endorphins that causes both of them to feel more calm and connected. When a couple is sexually active and happy, it's not just limited to expressions in the bedroom. And it's very interesting that although stereotypically it seems that men are more interested in the physical aspects of sex than women are, and the women are more interested in the affection aspects of the intimate relationship, the important truth that many men won't admit, but it's nevertheless true, many men, most men, whether they admit it or not, they are hungry for affection, just like women are. And of course, you know, doesn't mean, you know, people get this stereotypical thing that you have to be of a certain physical stature of gorgeous, beautiful, and all this in order for this aspect of life to work. That's completely fabricated. As long as you present yourself in the best possible way based on who you are and your hygiene habits, you know, like that we talked about in other shiurim, and expressing your feelings during the sexual intimate act and all of those things, and to be sensitive to each other's needs, and to care, a tremendous caring in this aspect is extremely important. And that can make things mutually satisfying. We're not going to get into the graphic aspects of it in this shiur. But the idea is that you have it in the main shiurim, Binyan Abaya Sefer, in the BPJ's Marital Intimacy by Avraham Peretz Friedman. We talked about all this then, so we're not going to elaborate on it right now. But the idea is that physical aspects of the marital relationship, to make those changes, to make those adjustments, showing the mutual respect for each other's changing needs in this area and respect in this area, and willing to change, willing to make things exciting. And if you do that, then familiarity does not have to breed contempt. The problem is, in long-term relationships, we take each other for granted. We have this feeling of boredom that comes in, and sometimes contempt, and all of these things. And it's very, very important to fight that and to renew your, make that hischatshus. It's an important point in Yiddishkeit overall, and it's an important point in marriage in particular. It does not have to, familiarity does not have to breed contempt. It could do the opposite. You work towards it, it could create it with renewal of love and affection in all areas of married life. And it's very important, you know. And again, the women's shiurim, hopefully they'll talk about this more. And it's something that women marriage counselors and college teachers, really marriage counselors, people who advise married women, need to give chizik with this, because then women at certain ages, of course, they have this premenopause and cessation of menstruation, bringing the physical changes. And there's, by nature, a loss of sexual interest and vaginal dryness and painful aspects to intercourse and all of those things that really, when that takes place, there needs to be a conscious effort to alleviate those systems based on the hadracha and the counsel, you know, medically speaking and emotionally speaking, of working through those things and keep that sexual chemistry going as long as you live. And that's very, very important. We'll be mamshech be'ezes Hashem and talking about these things, but the idea is to deepen the connection and avoid things that withhold and break that connection, and working on ourselves with it, even though it is a two-way street, but we have to change ourselves first. But bracha v'atzlacha to all.